Iranians across America ushered in the Persian New Year last night. Nowruz begins the year 2564, and many Iranian Americans in Chicago were able to celebrate by going to the final performance of the Masters of Persian Music. This quartet of classical music superstars has been on a rare tour of the U.S. and playing to sold-out houses. Here in Los Angeles, we saw them at Walt Disney Concert Hall.
من اینجا بس دلم تنگ است و هر سازی که میبینم بد آهنگ است.
Though the masters play some of their music as a quartet, the tradition is to have just two artists on stage, a musician and a singer. The lyrics are poems, some new, most old, dating back hundreds of years to the work of Rumi and other great poets. Musician Kayhan Kalhur.
They date maybe 1,000 years ago, poems about spiritual love and love for the divine. Mm-hmm. And sometimes these words are taken as you know, earthly love or maybe carnal love.
Kayhan Kalhur is the master of an ancient stringed instrument called a kamanche. We sit backstage at Disney Hall along with Iran's most respected and beloved classical singer, Mohammad Reza Shajarian, who speaks through a translator.
Generally speaking, our music is like our language. So just like two people who speak a common language and have agreed on a certain subject, the vocalist will sing the poetry, the instrumentalist listens to him, shadows him, responds, and accompanies him. Collectively, all of this leads to a sual ve jawab, or call and response.
هر که سودای تو دارد چه غم از هر که جهانش.
Those who give themselves to the madness of your love free themselves from the burden of life's worries. Devoted to you with sincerity, one does not blink at the wounds of love, shallow or deep.
Backstage at Disney Hall, Kayhan Kalhur sits with his kamanche on his lap. It looks like a small banjo with a long neck and a spike at the bottom, allowing it to be held upright and spun while played, which is why the kamanche is also called a spike fiddle. The classical kamanche had three strings, but a fourth string was added about 100 years ago when the violin was first introduced to Persia and threatened to become more popular. Ironically, says Kayhan Kalhur, since the kamanche was the ancestor of the violin.
Many Persian instruments actually are ancestors to other instruments, if not Western instruments. Many of them have traveled eastward to China and Japan and then to Europe and North Africa.
When you came to this instrument, you were a very young boy.
Yes, I was. Seven. I was seven. I heard the song and through a very, very old master, and I really loved the sound and fell in love with the sound. So that was my inspiration.
But when you first learned to play that instrument, I gather that there was really almost no one to teach you.
Yes, I didn't have any teachers.
Why was that?
Because there weren't many kamanche players left. In the beginning of the 20th century, with the introduction of violin, you know, many people actually switched to violin because at that moment they thought it's a better sounding instrument. And in the middle of the 20th century, there were almost no serious players left.
A different threat to the kamanche and other classical instruments came from Persia's clerics, who often disapproved of music. And that's had a fascinating effect on the instruments. Kayhan Kalhur points out that the Persian sitar is much smaller than the massive Indian sitar Westerners are familiar with. Faced with waves of crackdowns by clerics, these classical Persian instruments have grown smaller over the centuries.
Comparing of the size of the ancient instruments, these are much smaller. And they're shorter, and they're less resonant because, in the old times, it wasn't really nice if, for example, somebody you didn't want to know that you play instrument would know about you playing instrument at your home.
Would it also be so that they could be carried a little more
exactly,
hidden?
Yeah, cautiously, yeah, under your jacket. And, we actually have instruments called that, under the jacket sitar, for example. It's very small, very flat, so you could actually hide it under your jacket.
And the 1979 Islamic Revolution sent instruments into hiding once again, says singer Mohammad Reza Shajarian.
They opposed anything that had to do with the beauty of our culture. They would enter homes, break musical instruments, lash out at people, imprison them. They said music was forbidden. Later on, they would realize they would need radio and television to make sure their message got across to the people. And the key element of that was music. But again, it was the people and the committed artists who helped keep this tradition alive.
Mohammad Reza Shajarian is singing here a modern poem, Faryad, The Cry.
My house is in flames. They burn furiously every thread that I painfully sewed, every leaf that I patiently grew, as I run fruitlessly from corner to corner and cry out, cry out.
The masters of Persian music, singer Mohammad Reza Shajarian and musicians Kehan Kalhur, Hossein Alizadeh, and Shajarian's son, Homeyun. This song is from their latest CD called Faryad, The Cry. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.